Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, if you've ever had a drink and ended up saying, you may have had a Coca-Cola one time where you may have wanted to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony or something like that. Or if you wanted to buy the world a Coke or something like that. Nope, not talking about Coca-Cola today. We're talking about the COLA of Social Security, the cost of living adjustment. And what does that mean? Here we are in the year 2026. You're wondering what in the world's going to happen in 2027. Well, the estimate is out, folks. And the Senior Citizens League estimates that it could be, based on inflation, as high as 3.8%. Well, what does that even mean? What is 3.8? Do I care? And remember, federal employees, does that affect your FERS retirement? Yes, it does. If you're over age 62, then your FERS pension is going to get a COLA also. You're going to get a COLA too. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Different soda, totally different. And you got the right one, baby. Also, totally different soda. But that's not the point today. The point is, if your Social Security is, say, $2,000 a month, that can increase you by potentially $76 a month. So just so you know, that is a potential increase for next year. Is it going to happen? We'll know coming around the bend in a couple of months. Usually it's by October-ish that they kind of tell everybody. But you can kind of be on the lookout for that. And if that's the case, remember, Social Security is also taxable up to a portion of it, depending on your tax rate, your total income. And so yay, more money, yay, more tax. It is what it is, because that's a ratio, right? It's all the same kind of the government giveth and the government taketh away. And that is what it is also. Es lo que es, as they say in my Spanish countries. It just is what it is. So you have the ability to earn a little bit more money. That is to get more money from Social Security. What does that mean, though? Is that a problem? Is it good? Is it bad? Well, if you're the one getting the extra money, you're like, that's good for me, baby. But what's the price of bread doing? That's the comparison when you're worried about inflation. Yay, I made so much money, but boo, bread is 20 bucks a loaf, or milk is, you know, I had to buy the cow to save money. So that's where we want to start considering things, because inflation is going up for sure. But that's part of what our planning is for, where we want to guarantee that income is good, as well as having a bucket of money to grab from. And that's where TSP planning is a huge thing in our world in comparison to these streams of income, because you've got your pension, you've got your Social Security, yay, baseline of monthly income. But we want to see, when we have our individual meetings, is that going to satisfy my bills? Is that going to replace what I was making? Or am I going to need some extra on the regular? It is good to plan for, hey, it's good right now. And sometimes we get down to the dollar. But in years like this, when we know inflation is going up, if we are down to the dollar, we have to potentially make provisions for additional income later, whether that's going to be lifetime income, temporary income, or grab as you go for things like trips, house repairs, purchases, things like that. So reach out, get scheduled. Let's look and see what you got going on now. What's going to happen with inflation in the next couple of years, and what's going to happen down the road in perpetuity. My name is Reyna. My number here, 850-450-6500. Give me a text, give me a call, give me a shout out, and we'll get you scheduled with either myself or my team to make a plan for you and yours.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.